It's 5 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, listeners, we hope you're enjoying our show today. We put together, we think about who we can put on to tell a story, to be able to share with us and to celebrate with you, our listeners, their story and the great contribution they make to our community. And nothing changes. We're delighted to have everyone that comes and shares their story. And, of course, now we're going to talk to Kelly Daly, who is a co-founder and the chief contributor to the Para Parents and Community and representative of Parramatta River Catchment Group called Our Living River. On behalf of Darren, myself and Spotlight, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me here.
It's fantastic. Now, Kelly, we're just talking just to the news and that. You've been an incredible person that's loved education. Tell us about your story growing up, because I think that's really important for our listeners to know where you came from to who you are today.
Okay. So I started up growing actually in the eastern suburbs in Maroubra, back before it was a very rich and wealthy area. And then I went to university at Macquarie. Macquarie University. I studied a Bachelor of Economics before travelling overseas. So I lived in Kenya for about nearly 2 years and then came back and studied a Master of Arts in Anthropology and then went on to do a whole range of work in both community organisations and corporates.
That's an amazing story. Just tell us about Kenya. What did that teach you? You know, spending 2 years of your life, a very heavy investment, I mean, yep, in the sense of time. What did you take away from that when you walk towards the plane?
It was actually interesting because I wasn't planning to leave. I thought I'd go there and then I'd continue working. But life, I mean, there was a bombing at the embassy and a whole range of things changed in Nairobi at the time. So I decided to come home. So I think it really just opens your eyes to the value of life. Mm. You know, we take for granted, I think I remember at university, you know, protesting over certain things that we didn't have, you know, whether it was running out of toilet paper or something, pre-COVID, obviously. But in Kenya, you know, they had to fight for the right to actually attend university. It was a very different set of priorities.
I'm always interested, listeners, when Darren and I sit in the studio, we are very fortunate to look at the eyes of people and they tell their story and you start to unravel the picture puzzle of our lives by our past history.
Yep.
And so those things clearly have had a big impact. Your university days, then going and searching the world for meaning and, yep, looking for things to give you value, and now we're sitting at a person sometime later. So I think all of that is really critical.
It is. And understand that somewhere along the way you've got a family, and
yes,
I know you've got a young family now, and that's led you towards, yep, some of the passions that you're doing at the moment. So we don't have much time this, mm-hmm, morning. I know we've got a lot we want to cover. How did Para Parents start? Now, co-founder, so
yes,
I assume you had something to do with it.
I did.
How did that start, and how's it grown so well? It's such a great website, such, yep, a great resource, and I think you're even tweaking it now. I looked at it last night,
yep,
and the styling you have, lots of imagery, but it's not cluttered.
Yes.
It's really good. You've done,
yep,
very well.
Thank you very much. So I moved to the Parramatta area when I was heavily pregnant with my second child, and I had a toddler at the time, and just really struggled to find things to do in the area. I was at a local playgroup in West Ryde and just chatting to other mums, and I'm very much a researcher from my university days, and so would spend a lot of time online at night time looking at what I could take my kids to do the next day. Having a toddler, I needed to entertain, and a baby. And as it turned out, in the playgroup, there was a mum that was a web designer, another mum that was had experience in admin. I've got a background in marketing. So together, we just decided to create a website. Now, at the time, it was going to be Para Mother. And I felt my husband used a lot of the information that I was putting together, and I felt that it was important to be inclusive. You know, it's not just mums that spend time with their kids, the dads, you know, we want to encourage both parents and grandparents. So that's when I think it was actually me that penned the the Para Parents name, and then it's just grown from there. So we've now got a following of about 25,000 people on social media, and over, I think, 500,000 people use our website a year, so it's quite a significant community now.
That's fantastic. Over how many years, just if I may?
So we launched the website in September 2016, so it's just coming up to 5 years.
Five years, happy,
yeah,
birthday.
Well,
coming up, yeah.
So what do you think you're providing for them? What are they finding that you're providing? Because clearly those numbers are telling a story.
Mm. Yeah, so even yesterday I was at Parramatta Park and a mum approached me and said, you know, do you run Paraparents? I noticed your kids, they're in the photos. And just thanked me so much. I mean, she had a lot younger kids, but she said it's just my Bible about what I do with my kids. And that feedback is what we get time and time again. So for me, I think why I did it was that it took the hassle away. If I was researching, I thought, there's thousands of other parents in the area all researching to do what, you know, what things to do with their kids. We're trying to juggle everything else that we're doing. And so for me, it's a service in terms of just taking the hassle away from working out what to do with your kids. I share my personal experience, so it's obviously not what everyone's always going to experience. But when it comes to playgrounds, you want to know when you turn up, is there a toilet? Is there a fence? You know, what is there? You know, what are kids are going to look for? What did you enjoy about it? And so for me, I get a lot of feedback about the inspiration that I've provided to families. There's a lovely mum who actually learnt to drive so she could go out and do some of the adventures that I was doing with my kids, and I just never really even then thought, oh, hang on a second, obviously not everyone has a car. So that's when I started doing articles about what you could do along bus routes and with the trains and different things. But to know that someone actually went and got their licence so they could then take their kids out and do some of the more, you know, I suppose further afield adventures that we go on was just incredible.
That's amazing. And I really connect with the idea of using public transport to discover things. Yeah. I'm a big supporter of public transport, and when you're on a bus route somewhere, you go, I never knew what's in this back street that the bus is going on. Never knew there was a park there. Never knew there was a cemetery or a church or those sorts of things. And I was also listening to you then and seeing your description of everything, and I just connected with being a kid and actually discovering a new playground. And for parents, it's like, something to do, but for kids, it's, wow, this is all new. And things like, I live near John Muir Reserve, and it's just been opened after a large redevelopment. And the animals there, even though a few are away at the moment, unfortunately.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. But for kids, they just love that discovery.
Mm. And actually, even as parents, I think sometimes my kids would be happy to go back to the same playground for an over kid, but I got a bit bored. So very much about exploring what there is. And I've found time and time again that people may know what their local playground is in front of their home, but they might not know that two, three streets away there's actually a you know, much larger, more fun playground for them to go to.
Do you have any just quickly, do you have any stats on the most popular that may be on your website?
Most popular article?
No, or your article, which might say most
actually,
popular playgrounds.
I think something that I feel like I'm really proud to have contributed to is in increasing the number of families that go fruit picking. A bit of a random thing. So I'm very much a gardener. I love the idea of children connecting with growing their own food and being aware of that. So I've run garden play groups over the years and different vegetable gardens, community gardens. And so for me, I went exploring. You know, where can we go and pick fruit? And there's an incredible range of farms, and I've got to know a lot of the farmers over the years. But that article's been read by nearly 250,000 people, and it's just made a significant difference. When I go and see farmers, they talk a lot about Paraparents and the article and just connecting them with families to come to their farms.
And Kelly, that, I was going to ask you that. We have millions of people listening to this show too, millions and millions. But entice them to go to one of the farmers over the next month. Who would you think would be fantastic for them?
Well, one that I've sort of, I suppose, fallen in love with recently, which is funny because I've been going to farms for years, but is Shields Orchard in Bilpin. So Bill and Julie, who run that, have a lovely setup. It's not as, you know, you need to book in, so it's not as busy, but it's just a matter of sending them a text message or an email. Beautiful fruit. We even picked some sunflowers there, but just a really lovely family. We went there in September when they had the blossoms, and they put on a free barbecue for people. The kids got to plant potatoes, so we recently harvested those potatoes. They just have a love of growing.
Isn't that a great family activity?
Yeah, and it's, you know, so they want you to love apples, and it's very reasonably priced. Last time we went a few weekends ago, it was $3 a kilo. They just want people to eat apples and just share their passion, and they've got a great, very scientifically set up farm operation that they can, you know, set the water off anywhere in the world. And so it's just fascinating, both from a parent perspective, but also that the children just love going there.
We're going to go to a break in a moment, but one of the things that I think you're also saying is that simple things like that tick a lot of family values. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and it's about creating fond memories. That's what I want people to do, to go out and have a wonderful time. And it doesn't have to cost the world, so.
Well, we've been delighted to be speaking with Kelly Daly, an amazing person, Paraparents, and we're going to learn more about a big award that she got in 2019, and we'll talk about that. Darren, fantastic interview. Let's go for a little break. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5.
And here's Billy Joel, The River of Dreams.
Alive 90.5.
It's 21 minutes past 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Kelly, amazing. You're doing something this weekend. Can you tell our listeners what that's all about? And at a great place where I grew up, I believe.
Yes, at George Kendall Riverside Park at Ermington. So we're going to be rolling up our sleeves and getting in there and picking up other people's rubbish. It doesn't sound very fun, but it is extremely rewarding. So you get in there and you just can't believe the filth. And, you know, I feel overwhelmed a lot of the time about the amount of rubbish and what we do to our environment. But after half an hour, you see a huge difference already. And so it's great to have families down there seeing the rubbish and helping remove it.
Now,
I was just going to paint a picture because I saw something on, I think it was your Facebook, for the Our Living River, or it might have been Para Parents or both of them, but the idea of creating a big lollipop from all lollipop sticks.
Yes. So as a parent, so there's lots of rubbish down there, and I think probably the most common rubbish is styrofoam and soft plastic, so plastic bags, food wrappers. But the one that stood out for me was lollipop sticks because it's kids that mainly eat lollipops. I might enjoy one every once in a while, but as a parent, you take the wrapper off, you give the kid the lollipop and probably don't ever think about where the stick goes. And I couldn't believe we found thousands of lollipop sticks in 6 months. And so I had this idea, it was a little bit bizarre because I'm not very artistic, to create a giant lollipop. And I happened to connect with another mother who is an art teacher and who loves creating art out of waste. And so we've started to construct a giant lollipop out of lollipop sticks. We're about 500 lollipops short. So we were hoping to launch at this Clean Up Australia Day on Sunday, but we'll hopefully do it in the next few months.
So for our listeners, the size of this is about a basketball, is that right? Would you say?
No, even bigger.
Even
so it's
bigger.
It's
okay.
Taller than me. I'm about 5'2".
Yeah.
And we happened to find in Duck Creek, the river provides, as I say, it's like a big balloon, but it's inflatable. So it was just perfect. So we've covered it with lollipops. So it's probably 40 centimetres, just the lolly bit.
You could call it rubbish art.
Yes.
Amazing. I wanted our listeners to get an idea, Kelly, on Sunday. We all got garbage bins, reasonable size. We put them out weekly and so on. For our listeners, how many garbage bins will you pick up from 10 a.m. till 2 or 3 in the afternoon?
Yes.
In general terms.
In general terms. So, last year we picked up 150 bags in 6 months of rubbish, which equates to about 75 bathfuls of rubbish. On Sunday, I imagine we'll pick up between 20 and 30 of the Clean Up Australia Day bags, which is easily the same, 20 sort
of red bins.
And that's
in one little ecosystem or one little environment.
Yeah, about a 400-metre stretch.
And how many people will you have there doing that?
The COVID limit is 50, so at least 50. We actually spread out, so we have sort of multiple sub-events running along the 400-metre stretch, and I have a great group of volunteers that help lead each sort of smaller team of volunteers.
Well, as I said, I grew up in Ermington, so I know those mangrove areas pretty well. I played soccer on George Kendall, or football as they call it today, so I know that area and AFL and all of that. It used to be a dump, used to be a tip.
Yes, a landfill,
yep. Yep, we used to go down there and look for bike parts and that as kids, and so I know the area pretty well at the other end of Spurway Street there.
Yep.
Thinking back about that, does it give you great pleasure to see people's values and things? You must sit back or stand back and say, isn't this a great goal and a great outcome?
Yeah, definitely. I've sort of started off just not wanting my kids to be playing with rubbish when they were at the playground. They used to play pretend shop, and I discovered they were playing with, littered straws and cups and things, which I thought was revolting. I love going bushwalking, and again, I didn't want my bushwalk to be spoiled by seeing litter. And it's just grown to a bit of an obsession now where I want to make our Parramatta River litter free. And for me, being able to engage with, up to 60 family or people at a litter clean-up event, and then they go back and talk to their friends about what they've seen, and then they start picking up rubbish in their local community, is a huge achievement.
And I must congratulate Darren, Parramatta Council over time, and we can be critical, but over time, that pathway all the way from Parramatta right up to Meadowbank, making a big impact, because mangroves themselves are a vital organ, aren't they? Tell us about that.
Definitely. So, I mean, I learned recently that mangroves absorb 5 times as much carbon from the atmosphere as normal trees. And their roots and that are also a great filter. And unfortunately, it means that they also trap rubbish. So to be able to get in there with the support of Parramatta Council, with the support of the Parramatta River Catchment Group, and to get in there and remove the rubbish. And we're excited this Sunday to be launching a litter vacuum. And again, like the lollipop idea, I sort of randomly said one day, you know, watching the volunteers pick up these tiny bits of bottle tops and rubbish that's broken down. And I said, we just need a vacuum. And I kept saying that to people. I kept telling them the story. And then someone said, I think I've seen a vacuum that picks up litter. And it's actually been repurposed from an equestrian vacuum, so picks up horse poo at events, but is very effective in picking up the small rubbish. So I spoke to Parramatta River Catchment Group. I was going to crowdfund it to get it, very keen to have it, and they said, no, we'll buy it for the whole river. And so it's a resource now that community groups can use, that councils can use, where we can get in there and suck up all those small bits of rubbish that we don't need.
So is that river-based or ground-based? So how do you use it?
Yeah, so it's got a, it's like a lawnmower sort of in there.
Okay,
so it's got a motor. Petrol, but yeah, it's just got a large big tube, and then we just sort of, you know, put it along the, sorry, your listeners can't see my hand action.
But
put it along the riverbed. It's very good on beaches when you get that high tide line and you've got those sticks and debris, and there's a whole lot of, once you start digging in it, you know, a whole lot of styrofoam, a whole lot of, you know, cigarette butts and things like that, and you can just suck it all up.
And the other interesting thing, if I can just say, your great contribution and people before you, but you're just saying you've been able to see actually dolphins and seals further up the river as a result of the water becoming more cleaner and adaptive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been a huge amount of work. I feel like I'm, you know, as they say, stepping on the shoulders of giants, but a huge amount of work cleaning up the pollutants, and so we're not dumping a whole lot of chemicals and things in the river, and that's something that we don't see, you know, in terms of water quality. But the fact that, you know, with my kids enjoyed watching a pod of dolphins at Cabarita a few years ago, there's regularly seal sightings around Drummoyne, and that just shows that the health of the river is improving dramatically. And I just have a dream that one day that we can jump off, you know, at Ermington into the water and have a splash. And I don't think that's a, you know, too pie in the sky. I think if everyone helps pick up rubbish, that's what I can do. I can't stop the chemicals going in the water and those things. But I felt that in terms of my contribution, I can get down there and pick up rubbish, and I can encourage other people to do the same.
I was just going to say, I totally agree. And I think listeners should understand that the Yarra Living River, which is the Parramatta River Catchment Group and your community representative, if people would get out there and help this, then it drives things like social connection, the biodiversity we're talking about, bird life as well as water life, better public amenities, healthy living. We should get out, have a walk, have a cycle. Yes. I'm a cyclist. But also the idea of, well, if you've got a better river, you might have an increased property value.
That is very true.
So there's something for everyone,
Something for everyone. And I think during COVID, you know, again, we were reminded of the value of being out in nature and how important it is to have that space. But I don't want it polluted, you know. I don't want to watch rubbish floating down the water. And interestingly, for every one piece of rubbish you see floating on the water, there's nine other pieces underneath the water. And so for me, I just want to get that rubbish out. I want to be able to swim in the river without having rubbish tangled around my legs and around my kids.
We're nearly coming to an end. It's been an absolute delight to have you on our show. But I want you to express how you felt, because in 2019, we'd love you, on behalf of Darren and myself, tell our listeners on Spotlight what happened to you with Parramatta Council, because it really is a worthy outcome.
Yes. So I was very honoured in 2019 to receive the Volunteer of Year Award for the Australia Day Awards, and very much recognition, I suppose, of the contribution I've made in terms of building up a community of support for families in the area, but then also, I suppose, since then, because I've really picked up the little work. But it's just a lovely recognition of the importance as well of people contributing in our community. And you can do that in so many different ways.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And talking about the litter, how can people get involved on Sunday?
So there's over 60 local events now for Clean Up Australia Day. Well, that's just in the Parramatta area, so there'd be over 100. So if you head to the Clean Up Australia Day site, you can find a local cleanup spot. We'll be down at George Kendall Riverside Park from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Diver Dave will be there with his sea creatures, and it'll be a lot of fun for families.
And I also know Parramatta Park. I think the SES, Parramatta
yes,
SES,
is
sponsoring in Parramatta Park as well. So, yeah, as you say, there's lots of events everywhere, but if you are looking for one, connect up, come down to George Riverside Was it George Kendall Riverside Park?
It's a long name.
And I might talk to you offline, and we might bring a mic down and interview you as well. Right. So, and maybe the public down there as well.
Fantastic.
Kelly, thank you for joining us. I know how busy you are, particularly this week. Darren and I have enjoyed your conversation and the story that you shared with us. I know our listeners do. On behalf of Spotlight and 90.5 FM, thanks for being here. And we, as in true Australian terms, dips our lid to you. And thank you for what you've done for people, families and children. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.